This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name's Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm talking with Justine Toe. Hi, Justine.
Hello, Simon.
I want to talk to you, Justine, about Barbara Ehrenreich's book. It's called Smile or Die: How Positive Thinking Fooled America and the World. She's really got positive thinking in her sights, hasn't she? But is it a bit churlish of her to criticise positive thinking? There's something in it, isn't there?
Well, she's not doubting the value of having a good attitude to life, but she is suspicious of the reliance upon positive thinking that she sees in American culture. And we can see evidence of this in the self-help movement. People who watch Oprah would be familiar with it. It's this idea that, you know, you can manifest what you want in your life if you want it badly enough. This idea that there is a law of attraction where if I want something, I need to send good messages and good vibes out.
It'll come back to me,
basically.
How did she get onto this?
Well, she was diagnosed with cancer, and in the course of this treatment, she was told to think positively by a variety of different people, not doctors necessarily, but other cancer patients. And she was flooded with, the teddy bears, all the pink paraphernalia that kind of grows up around the culture of cancer.
There's some scientific evidence, though, isn't there, around this, that there is a benefit to people who are suffering illnesses from positive thinking.
Absolutely. I think it is better to be positive than not. But the command that you should be positive and that will help you get better sort of implies that if you're going to be thinking negatively, then that can actually lead to a worsening of your condition. And Ehrenreich says that this can give rise to a kind of victim blaming. And she quotes a cancer patient.
It's like your fault.
Yeah. Well, she quotes a cancer patient who says, "I know I have to be positive all the time, but it's really hard to do. I know if I get sad or scared or upset, I am making the tumour grow faster and I'm shortening my life."
Yeah, so there's huge problems with that, and people can be taught in that sense to blame themselves if things aren't going well. What are some other problems that you might think could be associated with this movement?
Well, she says that one of the big problems with it is that it's relentlessly individual. It's not communal. Because why should you bother fighting for social justice? How do you explain the suffering that goes on in the world? What about poor people? What about if you're suffering the effects of racism? Are you not thinking positively enough? It basically just says that if your life sucks, then it's not my problem. It's your problem, clearly. So that's a big problem. But she also says that it's quite dehumanising as well, because it has this attitude that if you have negative people in your life, then they're just going to drag you down. They're not going to allow you to think positive thoughts and send positive thoughts out there. So you should kind of just, you know, remove yourself from them.
What do you think are the implications then for people of faith in terms of positive thinking?
Now, wealth is often what people seek to attract in their lives, and this message has made itself at home in some Christian circles, and it usually goes under the heading of God wants to prosper you. So I think we need to ask the question, is the manner in which God is going to prosper me to be identified exclusively with wealth and material riches?
Wealth and health and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this attitude can tend to treat God like a genie in a bottle. So this turns the God of mercy into the God at our mercy. And it's interesting as well, because reading through Ehrenreich's book, it made me really aware that for her to see some Christians who are intent on building up their fortunes here on earth, that's really discouraging for her. I mean, she's not a believer, but she seems to demonstrate a really good understanding of what the Christian faith is about. She says herself that it's got humility and sacrificial love for others at its core, and she can see the inconsistency that this raises if there's this emphasis on positive thinking. So what sort of witness does that show to other people if there is that emphasis on building your riches and thinking positively, because this is what God wants for you?
Yeah, so there's probably, you could identify some value for all people in terms of thinking positively more than just thinking negatively. But at a more serious level, this is about being content, isn't it? Which is a big biblical theme. Contentment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're content, it's about trying to not just smile your way through catastrophes, as you've earlier put it, but to kind of anchor your hope into something that's beyond yourself. I mean, thinking positively is very much locating making the individual out to be the master of their destiny, whereas to be hopeful for something else, especially in the Christian vision of the world, is to place one's hope in God, who's always going to come through. So you know that things are going to be okay, but you're going to have to steel yourself and be happy with it until that time.
It's a substantial hope, despite very real difficulties that people are going to go through.
Very well put, Simon.
Thanks, Justine.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.